Welcome back to She Said Podcast with Amy and Lisa, number 13. Lucky 13.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, good. Lucky 13. Yeah. There you go.
That's a way to look at it.
That's right. That's right.
Positive.
Lots happening this last week. What about for you? Anything as you're rubbing your knee?
Yeah. Interesting weekend. You know, it really does.
Lisa has basically crawled everywhere this week. She wiped out on her knee. No, you didn't even wipe out.
No.
You,
putting my pants on.
Pants on.
The best part of that whole story was when you called me Friday and I had just sat down because I thought I could get to work and I couldn't put any weight on it. And then you said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "You're not going to believe this. I hurt my stupid knee." And then I was like, "What are you doing?" You're like, "Laying with ice on my knee."
Yes, we were both icing up. So
I said, "How did we get to be 100 years old all of a sudden?"
I don't know. That knee will take you out.
Man.
Nothing will age you 100 years faster than a bad knee.
And I've fallen a million times, and that's the knee I always hurt.
Yeah, that's the same wrap that I've got.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, I've got a red light wrap on my leg now because it does really.
It does really help give relief, without a doubt.
It's kind of shocking the difference it does. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm still trying to adjust my thing.
I like mine has a USB port, so I tend to get a lot. It aches if I have to drive in the car for very long. Yeah. And I can put it on my knee if I'm driving that way because it just puts in the USB port of my super portables. And it has an elastic band that'll wrap it around your leg like yours. You can use them for a shoulder. And they say, I did hear this. There is a plastic surgeon. We might have said this before in one of our beginning ones. Somebody said there's a plastic surgeon in Dallas who the red light therapy is a part of their protocol before their client has their surgery because it enhances the healing process. It helps speeds it up so much.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they make them start the red light, what you're doing, as a part of their regimen
before
at home, before surgery, and then it's also immediate, you know, after surgery. But it is a part of their protocol for cosmetic surgery.
Well, it's funny because I've had red light forever. Mm-hmm. I love red light mask, and I've had a red light that I was using from the moment, I mean, the moment it happened, I sat down with ice and then I did heat and then I did red light and I kind of just did a cycle.
Yeah.
And I didn't really notice a difference. Of course, it was pretty injured, obviously, from the first. And then by Saturday, I thought, man, I got it. This isn't getting better. I got to be ready for next week. The fact that I didn't do any work on Friday was crazy. I was trying to get to the office and couldn't get there. So I actually started researching on what you need the depth of the red light to penetrate down to the joint in a knee joint or shoulder or elbow. And it is 660 nm and 850 nm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's real important to pay attention to those numbers, looking into it.
And I don't think I ever had paid that much attention. Mm-hmm. And so I ordered one to arrive overnight. I found one on Amazon that actually had that combination. Got it like 6:30 Sunday morning and put it on there. And it's a 30, you leave it on for 30 minutes. I think I've actually only been 30 minutes without it now since then. I've just kept it on nonstop. It makes a huge difference. Like the moment I got up from the 30 minutes of being on there from when I, night and day, like seeing the healing already was pretty crazy.
It does. It helps without a doubt.
I've definitely been a red light person, but I'm really a believer now after this because it has made a big difference. I'm actually able to walk. I couldn't even put weight on it.
Oh, yeah.
Friday and Saturday.
Wow, you really pulled those pants up hard.
I don't even, you know, it's funny because I was
aggressive.
You know, I was putting them on and I was like, whoa, that was weird. It just felt funny. It didn't hurt. Mm-hmm. It just felt weird. And then I kind of straightened my leg and I got three little pops, nothing that hurt, just little, you know, how your knee sort of grinds and you hear the little clicks.
Yeah.
Three little clicks. And I was like, okay, that's even stranger. And then I went to stand up and could not put weight on it. So I obviously tore something tweaked it hard enough. But I also do think that your body has a way of telling you it's time to just
sit down.
And
be quiet.
And that's all I did. I mean, I didn't.
Good for you.
All I could do all weekend, I didn't have a choice. I didn't get out of my pajamas for 2 days. I mean, it's been really 3.5 years of just nonstop with helping my
Sometimes
family.
You need that.
And I do think your body just goes, okay, we're done.
We're tired. We're done.
We're going to take a break. And so I did get a break this weekend, which was really nice. But also,
so did you get to catch up on some of the messages we've gotten? Because we've gotten some really good messages
from people.
Like,
that's
it's so much fun.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I got a really special message from someone that we've not talked personally in, I don't know, a couple of years. I mean, it was, she sent this message. She's like, I just want to let you know, I love you. I love what you're doing. I love, there was something, she knew Ty growing up and said something really great about Ty. And she was just talking about how much she enjoyed how this podcast, we talk about just so many different random things, but she was like, that's how my brain works. She didn't want to sit there and listen to one topic for 30 minutes, which I couldn't do that either. I would be like, are we still talking too about much. This? It was just a really nice message. So, and you said you've sent me copies of some stuff that you've gotten. And
it's really fun. We love hearing back from everybody, but we love what we're doing. We're having a blast and we look forward to this. I think every Tuesday it's something that we look forward to, and we really are having fun, and we're just, you know, talking about stuff that we're going through every day in life. And so to hear people that it resonates with you guys and you're actually writing us and telling us how much you're enjoying it, it's really fun.
It's a lot. Yeah.
And it keeps us motivated to keep doing this, but we love hearing all your messages. And then we're like, oh, people are actually really listening to it. You think they are, but it's nice hearing back from everybody. It's been, to me, a game changer that people actually really enjoy
it. Makes you feel good. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're truly having fun.
And we are not giving medical advice.
Yes.
So anyways, and speaking of Ty, I had a hard parent lesson to teach him this week, and it was like annoying for me, but it was just kind of a reminder that, he went fishing with a friend over at the pond at the church, and I knew I sent him with a water bottle in his bag to take, and he didn't come back with it in his bag. And I was like, well, where's the water bottle? Because there's also not a trash can around that pond. And I know he didn't walk 100 yards to go throw it away. And immediately I was like, don't tell me you left it there. Do not tell me you left it around that pond. Because this is it's pristine. It's beautiful. They're in a water bottle laying around there unless you left. Well, he left it there. So I was like, that's it. I mean, I was pretty hot just because I thought, how irresponsible of you to do that and whatever. Well, I made him pay me $10 out of his money. And I said, now we get to make a round trip back to the school or church. Got to drive all the way back there, come all the way back. His water bottle was laying there. Thankfully, it did not fall in the water. But it was just that annoying, it was a drag for me. And then on top of that, we then took a ride downtown, which was funny because Rocky was like, oh, I remember that drive. And it was really just a drive about respect and responsibility and, following authority. Because if you don't, it can land you in some really bad places sometimes. Anyway, so it was like not even that big of a deal, but things add up over time.
Sure.
We're like, okay, that's it. We're dealing with this. So,
well, I love the car ride too, because they can't go anywhere.
Oh, no. He was
stuck in the car listening.
And I made him keep his window down because he didn't like, Ty's very like, if we get to a stoplight, he wants to roll that window up. He's very paranoid. I think probably just being a cop's kid.
Oh,
he knows a little too much about the street. So as we were driving downtown, I was like, no, and I locked his windows down. Of course, we weren't in a dangerous situation, but for him, that was like, oh my God, please put my windows up. I was like, no, either you fall in line in certain situations or you find yourself in bad situations. So get comfortable or get figure out if you're going to be comfortable with this or if you're going to be uncomfortable enough that you make solid decisions and whatever. And it's not like he's not doing anything crazy bad, but you got to stop it now.
Well,
you got to make sure.
I think that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Is stop it before it gets.
Yeah. But when I locked those windows and he had just tried to roll it up and I was like, click. He's like, Mom, please let me roll the window up. Not happening.
I think you have to be tough. I think that's how you teach boys to be men as they get older.
Yeah. And some are a little harder than others. And driving around, we noticed Payway on Brookside closed down. And that's been there for like 20 years. I just remember the day that it opened. It was like, oh my gosh, we have a Payway. And it was so exciting. Right next to Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But then it was like after 2020, it never bounced back. It was just a totally different vibe. But so now there's this nice retail spot right there on Peoria. So I'm really hoping they put in something that brings good. In it, something really good. Yeah. No more chicken, no more fast food. I don't know. I just want to see something really great go there. But it says it's for lease.
It's so been a while since something new came in on Brookside.
Mm-hmm. Mondo's has done an amazing job. I mean, love that there. And they have lots of things in Center One, but as far as like a freestanding building like that.
Right.
So it'd be really neat to see something cool go in there.
I haven't been to Brookside in a while. That used to be my hot spot. I was there every weekend, but now I don't go over there very much. It's kind of your hangout though.
And it's where we eat a lot.
You love it.
Yes. Something else I learned, it was weird because I was talking to a neighbor the other day who has floaters in his eyes. Mm. And he's already gone through some surgeries I don't know if you'd call it surgery, something they do to help with it, but it's still not helping. And then you know how you can put castor oil on your eyelashes and stuff and it helps your eyelashes and eyebrows grow. Mm-hmm. Also, there was something came up about having floaters and rubbing castor oil on your eyelid and how that helps with eye floater. Now, I have no proof of this. I can tell you the people in the comments were really talking about it, that they've had a lot of luck. And that they're I'm like, that's really interesting. Thank you, Lord. I don't have any floater issues, but I know there's people out there that do. People have had luck with this whole castor oil thing on their eyelids. So you might want to look into it and dig into it and see what you come up with.
I'm using castor oil for everything.
Yeah, I love it.
I do too.
Absolutely.
I put it on my knee this weekend. Mm-hmm.
And then your red light on that.
Yeah. So lather in it. So it seems to do a lot for everything.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I love hack.
Yeah.
And are there any new that you've had?
No, but I did, you know, I had talked last week about getting one of those vibration plates, and I did that even on the worst day of my knee. I put mm-hmm. just on the light, like, you know, level
really
one,
light, yeah.
just for like getting blood flow, mm-hmm. thinking that if it was a tear, the extra blood flow would help, you know, heal that. And so even on the worst day, I would just I didn't stand on it because I couldn't even stand on two legs on solid ground, let alone a shaking.
At least did that kept your circulation going.
Yeah, and kept the, mm-hmm. I just thought the blood flow would really help with the, hopefully with the healing. So mm-hmm. I think all of it obviously helps, but I love that crazy vibration plate.
Mm-hmm. I need to get back on mine.
It totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And then doing exercises on top of it while you're standing on it.
Well,
and
I remember feeling like an itching sensation.
Oh, yeah.
And that, you know, it's the same thing when I would go to physical therapy and they would do the scraping, which I love.
You do love that?
Oh, I love it. And that's what my physical therapist was like. I think you can take more pain than any person I've ever done this to. But yeah, but the itching I would feel afterwards was just insane because it's pushing all that circulation and blood.
I bought my dad one, the vibration plate, at the same time I bought mine. And because he does have, you know, we both have lymphedema from cancer mm-hmm. and having lymph nodes dissected. I think we talked about that last week. But, and he, you know, his legs itch anyway because of mm-hmm. just the swelling. I'm like, Dad, I'm just telling you, it's going to itch when you first do it, but it's going to feel, such a tingling sensation when the itchiness goes mm-hmm. away. But the itching is just blood flow mm-hmm. that's not normally down there. So it shows you that it's actually doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what I love, knowing that it's moving around.
Oh my gosh, that scraping though. When I was years ago, I started working out at a boxing gym, and I have to do everything to the thousandth degree. I can't just start slowly. I got to go in there. And so their warm up is three-minute rounds of jump roping. Mm-hmm. And then I was also working with a personal trainer at another gym who loved to make me jump rope. So I was jump roping all the time, and I love to jump rope. My calf, the fascia tissue on one calf, was so hardened by all the jump roping that I could not walk. I mean, I was
just
really,
so tight.
So tight. So I went to a chiropractor to be scraped. Mm-hmm. It literally looked like someone took a baseball bat to my leg after he finished scraping it with mm-hmm. all the blood and the bruising that happened. And he would say, he would come in and go, okay, go to your happy place. You could hear me screaming throughout that entire office.
It'll make you howl.
It was not even. I'm like, there is no happy place mm-hmm. is far enough away. It's the hardest thing, the most painful thing I've ever experienced. Mm-hmm. But 3 times of going there, it broke it down and I was fine.
Because when they were scraping my feet, I noticed that I had a lot of relief in my knee.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, but then they kind of switched some people around, and truly the guy that would do it, he would just do it really hard and it worked. And then there's somebody else that came along and she does it much softer. And I'm like, I don't need to waste my physical therapy appointments on soft. I need hard. Ooh. So I probably need to switch back to wherever he is because that's really where I had the most results was from that being so hard. So between that and the cupping, that was really helpful.
Yeah, I love
it. So we figured out
a whole new level of toughness to get scraped because that is.
I like it.
Oh, I could go a lifetime and never have anything else scraped again. Ay, ay, ay.
No way. So something I did this week was, you know, that 40-year-old guy on Instagram. I don't know if you ever, he's like, you mean I'm 40 years old and I ain't ever known this?
No, I don't know that one. You follow some of the funnest people.
So he will basically come up, discover hacks, and then he tries them out, and he's like, yes or no. Oh, well, one of them that I do want to try is vanilla ice cream. They said this is way better than any chocolate on your ice cream or anything like that. Take a scoop of vanilla ice cream, put a little bit of olive oil, drizzle that over it, and then put pink sea salt. dying to try it.
Have you not done
no.
it?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
So good?
It is so good.
No way.
And I have really great olive oil. It is
okay.
It's crazy
dying
good.
To do that.
Plus and, with the salt, it's
well,
like.
And another thing they do is peanut butter and pickle sandwiches.
Yes. I have heard of that. I've never tried it.
Okay. Well, there's a whole girls group who does basically food tasting parties and they all got to bring something weird.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of them. And that really scored like 8, 9, and 10 out of 10 by everybody. And it was just peanut butter on both sides of the Wonder Bread and then the thin pickle slices that
like
strips.
Deal?
Yeah, dill mm-hmm. only. So that was a big hit. And then the other one were these lemon hot breakfast hot dogs. And you slice them to look real pretty and you put them in a pan with olive oil. And then you put some oregano and lemon juice all over them. And apparently they're like to die for. Now, my mom always used to skillet fry a hot dog for me in the morning with eggs.
Like real hot dog? Like yeah. a hot dog.
No, like real hot dogs. The real bad for you kind. The real Oscar Mayer.
That's just junk.
That, right. The real junky ones. Yeah. That or a bologna. She'd fry bologna for me in the morning.
Oh, yeah. My dad used to do that.
But what I did this week, and it really worked, was I got a gallon of the 30% vinegar. I had weeds that I had to kill. And you can only do certain things by the water line because it has to be natural. So I did a 30% vinegar.
Just like white vinegar?
Yeah, but not. It's not white. It is white vinegar, but it's 30%. So you can't just go by vinegar.
Okay.
So a gallon of 30% vinegar, and then you can do anywhere from 1/4 cup to 1 cup of salt. The more salt you put in there, the more it actually penetrates the ground and really gets into those weeds, and it can last a lot longer. And then you do like a few squirts of like Dawn soap or something. Shake it up, put it in a sprayer. I'll tell you what. I mean, within 2 hours, those weeds were like dying out, completely dying out. Not bad for the environment. My dogs were able to be around it. Absolutely works because it's kind of in a gravel area where you can't really weed eat it or do whatever it had to be. They had to be killed right there on this pathway. So absolutely a great hack.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get 30% vinegar?
I went to this hardware store. You can get it at Ace. Now, I will say that, well, you can order it from Amazon. Ace has one, but they want like $30 or $40 for it because they wouldn't put some weird name on it. You can buy 30% for $20 a gallon from like just go to Amazon or whatever, a hardware store. Just kind of shop around because it is only $20 a gallon. That's all you should be paying for it.
Okay.
And then get a pimp sprayer. So it works.
Wow.
Yeah, really, really well.
Not
so,
that I'm going to be out killing weeds, but if I was,
if you were,
I would use that.
Some of us out there killing our own weeds. And then the dry coffee grounds in the refrigerator. I think we may have talked about this, but I had to. Okay,
so.
First of all, I cannot stand crossover smells in a refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it just grosses me out. I cannot. When you open that fridge door and you've like, put a steak in there overnight and it just reeks.
Yes.
Okay. So if you just need to clean out your fridge, just put a little bowl of like coffee grounds and fresh ones, not used ones. Maybe it could be used, but mine were fresh. Holy moly. It freshened up the fridge so quick. It smelled like coffee, but it did absorb the smell. And it was like way better than smelling, you know, food, layers of food. So a little bowl of coffee grounds, put it in your fridge, freshens it up.
Well, I love coffee grounds. I love the smell.
I do too.
So
yeah.
I actually have candles that I burn in my house called French Cafe, Paris Cafe. Yeah. And it just smells like you just walked into a coffee shop.
I could not smell the whole coffee thing from 2020 to about 2023 was the most horrible smell. And Steven makes coffee every day. And it just about ran me out of my house because my smell had changed so bad.
From COVID?
Yes.
Did you have COVID?
It was
okay.
Absolutely terrible. It was the only way I knew I had COVID was because I lost my smell so bad. Mm-hmm. I never took a test, but I could not smell anything. I could walk by a men's bathroom and at lunchtime
That's
and I wouldn't
an
have
awesome
known.
Example.
Yeah. No.
But you can smell it now. It doesn't bother you?
No. It smells good when he cooks it. It literally took me 4 years really to get a good, and there's still things I can't smell. Like wholeheartedly, there's things I cannot smell, but I can smell coffee now. Yeah.
And
it's
it doesn't
crazy.
Bother you. I never had COVID. I didn't have any.
That's awesome.
I know.
I
never got it, but I meant that those long COVID symptoms seem to.
Yeah, it's the only way I knew
around.
That I really. And I did get sick, but the doctor said I had bronchitis because it was right before it had come out. I think I got it at a women's conference I was at. When I remember everyone coughing, and I was like, "There's a whole lot of people coughing in here.
Sick.
What's weird?"
Yeah,
and then I got sick, but nobody called it COVID. Then it was still bronchitis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I like that idea with coffee grounds.
Yeah. Put it in your fridge. It does. It works.
I don't have any food in my fridge to cause smells, but if I did.
Lord, mine runneth over.
It's really sad when you look at mine.
Yeah. Drives me nuts.
I need to get better at that.
Man, I've talked about all kinds of tips today.
I know. You're on a roll.
You warned me today that it was.
I didn't do anything. I sat with ice on my leg.
I've been a busy little hacker all week.
I didn't do anything. Sadly, I was down for the count, which that hasn't happened in forever. I have been experimenting with all of our botanical oils that we're taking, which. Yes. I swear, has made a big difference. I think I mentioned a few times ago where I had done the called toxology test where you do all the saliva swabs. Yeah. You have to do it first thing in the morning, before lunch, and then before dinner, and then before you go to bed at night, and they test for all the toxins in your body, metals and everything. And I had some crazy toxins. Some I know left over from chemo, obviously the heavy metal toxins. Mm-hmm. And then I never really felt like, I think chemo did some damage, obviously, to my thyroid. We figured that out. And also my liver. And so I had gone to a naturopath during chemo, and because I was so sick, you know, the whole time during chemo. And he said, I don't really think you're nauseous. I don't think it's your stomach causing you issues. I really think it's your liver. And it's just not able to detox and get rid of all the junk from the chemo. And so I started doing that liver cleanse with you on those. Was it Blessed Botanicals?
Blessed Botanicals, yeah.
Oils. Oh, my gosh.
And I have been so faithful to that.
Me too.
Well, and I'm telling you right now, there is, you know, all of us women, I'd say the majority, if you don't, you're lucky. You know, I remember being in high school, I'm like, I see cellulite. Let's take the VHS recorder and video ourselves as we're walking around the pool and see our flaws. So, you know, we're all well aware of where we have little lumps and bumps on our body. And I am telling you right now, it has absolutely, I've noticed there's a more of a smoothness to my skin. Now, I started this stuff in February. When I started I started black seed oil in February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I started getting Blessed Botanicals, I think maybe mid-March. So I've taken them April and May. So I've taken them in 2 months, I'd say. And I am so happy. Like, I can tell a difference in my skin. And even Lisa said she's noticed it. Mm-hmm. And I've had people compliment me on things and not even really knowing, but I think it has absolutely helped the texture of my skin. I think it's because I'm flushing out my liver and all those toxins. That would be the only thing that would explain why I've noticed difference in my thighs or, you know, in my stomach or something like that. That's all I can think of, is that it's helping flush out toxins that are there. So I just started a new one called Candida Cleanse, and it's, you know, helps with any mold toxicity and things like that. I've only been on that a few days, but like I told you, I think I'm maybe taking it too late at night because I really feel restless at night. Well, then you mentioned to me that your liver does a dump at night. So I could be taking that too late. And so I'm going to try to adjust that one a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I'm so happy with everything that I'm taking.
In the beginning, when I first started the liver detox, I definitely felt it. Uh-huh. I just felt blah, kind of queasy.
Yeah.
And I probably was going, because again, everything I do, I got to go balls to the wall. And so I was doing way too much. It said 2 to 4 and I was doing 4.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Twice a day. And then I was like, okay, we're going to back that up a little bit. Yeah. Went down to 2 and fine. But I did notice it.
Yeah. I do 2, the 2 milliliters is what we're talking about, in the morning and 2 in the evening. So I'm taking turkey tail, lemon balm, Irish sea moss, the liver cleanse, and now the candida. So I think with that candida, because it's new, and I take it at night, but I'm wondering if it's making me a little restless at night. And so last night I could not sleep, and the night before, super restless. So last night I turned on that Z app, which I had not put on in a while, and I've told you all about that. It's free. And I was like, okay, am I having anxiety? Am I having pain? What do I need on this app? And so I went with the insomnia, which I thought was interesting, because the insomnia is actually linked to parasites. Which, you know, parasites is a whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I think with the liver cleanse and the candida cleanse and all that, all that's probably happened. And, you know, that Z app and the one for insomnia has this really loud high pitch that just kind of like freaks you out. But so this time I turned it down low and I made sure my Wi-Fi, my Bluetooth, that was all off on my phone. And I kind of put it under my pillow for this short time. And I kind of rested my hand on it so I could feel that thumping and the vibration of it. And that high pitch every single time. It's so weird. I almost feel like this rushing of my body. Like that is the one thing I notice every time, that I feel like that high pitch is probably doing more than anything, something for us. Cause I know you've talked about how bad it drives you crazy. So go and look under the sequences, and you can pick out any ailment you have.
Yeah, to match what you're going through. Just to recap on that is, it's obviously our bodies are an electrical system. That's why you get an electrocardiogram. It's all in mm-hmm. rhythm. And so that's the whole concept of that Z-app mm-hmm. is getting, it's the rhythm yep, that fits rhythm. Whatever your body's going through.
And I'm telling you, every time that one pitch gets me,
that,
but
that
it's a crazy wash
end.
Over my body. It's weird.
Well, it's kind of weird because it kind of gets you in. You do sort of feel like, because of all the tick, tick, mm-hmm. ticks, and then all of a sudden it goes to that high pitch.
Yeah.
And it's obviously it's there for a reason, but yeah. it will throw you into a little bit of a uh-huh. tailspin when you get to that point.
Yep.
Makes your dogs bark if you have dogs in the room.
Oh, yeah. Scared the ever-loving crap out of them the first time they heard yeah, it. Now
it's
they're
overwhelming.
Used to it.
Yeah, but it does. I can see how it would totally work. I feel like there's a calming yep. piece of it that comes with that.
Yep.
I've been going to ask you, and I keep forgetting, but because you go to the lake every weekend, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What are you doing for sunscreen?
Well,
because that's a big controversy now.
I know.
Sunscreen.
I've never been a sunscreen wearer. Mm. I, you know, that, well, the solar essence, that oil that my brother makes,
yeah.
I do have that on a lot when I'm out there, but I've always, you know, the past year and a half, whatever, I've used my castor oil, black seed oil mix that I make. I'm
but
more,
that's not
know,
a sunscreen.
No. Right,
okay.
And so I've got me, you know, Rocky's my fair-skinned one, okay? He's the one I really worry about because he's in the sun a lot. And he doesn't ever want to wear sunscreen because he's worried about it, you know, breaking him out. And I grew up the same way. I know no sunscreen. It just wasn't even a big thing anyway. I was on the roof with Crisco getting as dark as I could. So, but I have noticed, though, because this is interesting, that Rocky has been tanning better this year. Well, he's really done things to change up his diet. So I kind of did a little research on that. And I was like, can removing seed oils and improving your diet help you tan more? And as a matter of fact, absolutely, a hard yes, it can. It can absolutely help you tan better if you clean up your diet and you're taking out those seed oils and things like that. Just a little tip. But as far as, I don't know if I'm going to make, I posted a recipe for homemade sunscreen the other day. And I think I probably will go that route to just make my own, because I still, like, every single thing that people listed, I felt like there was still something to it that mm-hmm. was like, I just don't want to bake that into my skin.
In your skin, yeah.
So, yeah, no, I've never been. I really kind of go out there and just go at it.
That's
so
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You say that now.
I know. Knock on.
And then
wood,
when you're 70.
But I sit in the shade a lot, too. I'm there. I'm not just like out in the direct sun.
In the sun, mm-hmm. like we did when we were younger with baby
yeah,
oil.
No.
So stupid.
I mean, I would still probably put baby oil on. If you want the truth, I'm not going to lie to you. If I saw some baby oil or just some like, it's Hawaiian Tropic, you'll probably find some Hawaiian Tropic at my place up there. I promise you, you would.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I
know there is just something about tan skin.
They say regular coconut oil has an SPF of like a 5 to 8 naturally.
Yeah, naturally. I think it's 8.
And this one says to add raspberry oil to it, to the homemade one. So the homemade thing is not hard to do. And I posted it on my Facebook, like the recipe that mm-hmm. pops up how to do it. It really is not hard. So I'm kind of looking forward to making it and see what happens.
Okay. Well, we're running out of time, but I want to say one thing. I haven't even passed this by Amy, so this will be fun.
Oh, Lord.
We have gotten people interested in us coming to speak.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Women's group. And so we are open to that. So if anybody has a networking group for women or a grief group.
Right
she
now,
the way she's looking at me. So we're going to go on a speaking tour.
I guess that's so.
We're excited about it. I don't know how she is, but I'm excited about it. So if you guys have groups that you want us to come speak at, we can talk about all the stuff we're going through, our grief. Obviously, we're both kind of right smack dab in the middle of it. And we would love to come share our...
You're looking at her right now like, yeah.
No, she hasn't stopped staring at me this whole time I'm talking. I'm starting to get nervous.
I'm like a deer in headlights right now.
But that would be
I
fun.
I can talk, yeah.
Yeah, you love to talk.
But that was really neat to get an invite to speak at something. That was totally unexpected.
Yeah, we'd love to do it. I think we'd be a good fit for your women's group. So reach out to us and we'd love to come chat.
Yeah, that would be fun.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Have a good one.